He's a veteran, a school teacher, and as governor, Tim Walz has championed Minnesota values.
Hello, one Minnesota.
He supports LGBTQ rights, including federal anti-discrimination laws, and has a 100% rating from Planned Parenthood.
We can bridge those gaps to create one Minnesota.
Vote to re-elect Governor Tim Walz.
I never used to think much about abortion, but then my wife was 15 weeks pregnant and her body started to shut down. The doctor said that ending the pregnancy was the only way that we could save her. Now, extremist Republicans in Texas and other states are trying to criminalize even medically necessary abortions. They don't care about the lives of pregnant women.
He's like a sad little lapdog, looking for treats from his wobbly orange master. Kevin McCarthy is more likely to fetch Donald Trump's slippers than he is to look out for America. McCarthy supported the January 6th insurrection and now refuses to turn over his phone records to Congress. Let's kick this pathetic fascist puppy out of the House once and for all. Dead Floridians, what more reason do you need to vote against Ron DeSantis? While the whole world took the pandemic seriously, Ron DeSantis declared Florida open for business and banned mask mandates.
We've never had any mandates.
Tens of thousands died. And now Ron DeSantis is fighting against the vaccines that could finally end the pandemic.
You're not getting that done in Florida.
It's time to end the reign of Florida's deadliest governor. Police reform doesn't mean less protection for the average citizen. It's not about getting rid of cops. It's about changing the way police interact with the public. We don't need armed police making traffic stops and looking for reasons to punish people for minor violations. It's time to put the servant back in public servant. Visit change.org and sign the petition. Lend your voice to the growing chorus demanding police reform.